Nearly 2 dozen people are still missing in Tennessee after devastating tornadoes ravaged through Nashville early Tuesday. At least 24 people are dead, and that number could rise. Right now, crews are sifting through some of the areas most devastated. For the latest, we're joined now by Emily Seiner, a member station WPLN in Nashville. And Emily, what more can you tell us about the victims?
Yeah, so about 18 of the 24 people who've been reported dead were in Putnam County, which is about 90 minutes east of Nashville. The city there is called Cookeville. It has about 30,000 people and a university. And there's also an unincorporated community outside of it called Double Springs that was hit really hard. We know that a few children are among the dead. The oldest victims were a couple in their 80s who died in Wilson County, which is just outside Nashville.
And yes, you mentioned that was in most of them in Putnam County. What more can you tell us about the damage within the city of Nashville?
Yeah, in Nashville, we know that the tornado that came through here reached up to EF3 with speeds up to 150 or 160 miles per hour. There are dozens of building collapses, although we don't know yet how many homes have been lost or how many people have been displaced from the homes. We know that there are 4 schools in the city that are particularly damaged. A few of them are going to be closed for a while. And there's at least 1 school in Wilson County that's been completely demolished. In Putnam County, where a lot of the damage was, the National Weather Service couldn't even get there yesterday. So they're still determining that.
Yeah. Nashville Electric tweeted that 4 substations were damaged by these tornadoes, leaving thousands of folks without power. When can they expect to have their power restored?
We think that a lot of it will come back by Friday because they're going to be finishing up some of the substation work by the end of the week. But they say that if all goes well, most who receive power will have it back by Monday. So still several days. Right now, there are about 33,000 people without power still. And in the station, actually, we're running on a generator.
And where are people who are displaced going? What options do they have?
There are a few shelters around the city and in the surrounding counties. In Nashville, 4 of the shelters reported that they had 90 guests who stayed there overnight. Our housing agency has placed several dozen families in housing, and Airbnb is actually offering free housing for people who are displaced. But a lot of people, I think, if they have homes and have insurance, they're just going to hotels and trying to figure out what to do next.
Yeah. Have you had a chance to talk with some of the folks there and how are they coping with this? This is such a devastating event.
Yeah, it is devastating. Like if your home was hit, of course, that's unreal and completely shocking. But even if not, just to kind of see these buildings that you know or these businesses that you love, like with their roofs blown off, it's just like this very emotional experience. And I think with tornadoes especially, it feels very surreal because we've talked to residents who say their homes are completely fine, but then the block behind them is demolished and looks like an apocalypse movie set. Like it just feels so arbitrary and surreal. So there's a lot of shock, but there's also this really strong desire to start helping. I was walking around East Nashville today and saw just neighbors kind of getting out there with work gloves and power tools and trash bags and trying to start cleaning.
That's Emily Seiner of WPLN in Nashville with the latest on recovery efforts since the destructive tornadoes ripped through the area. Thanks so much for joining us, Emily.
You're welcome. Thank you.